And we were dancing with ourselves. This is Library of Mysteries with Jason Crummett and...
Jason Daniels.
We are here presenting to you the weird, strange, mysterious, and just, well, flat-out bizarre. We would like to give a shout-out to all of our listeners. Hey, Becca, how's it going? You know, you still have the opportunity to be our official soundbite person, so don't pass up the opportunity if it comes up. Anyway, we're going to be talking to you about a extremely awesome conspiracy theory. It's not that great, actually. It depends on your point of view.
If you like history, and if you like a lot of elitist names.
And if you like the whole concept of pirates. I mean, that's what comes to my mind, anyway.
Yeah.
It's Skull and Crossbones. So, to those of you who do not know what the Skull and Bones Society, or Bonesmen, are, that is the secret society contained within Yale University, from which many of the world elitists come from. Literally, George W. Bush being one of the big ones, and the founding going back clear back to 1833. So Jason has done a considerable amount of research on this. I will give him the floor at this point and say, have at it, man.
Okay, yeah, found 1833 at Yale University. So, very prestigious Ivy League university. So, of course, there are a lot of interesting names that would be on the list of membership there. There are actually four presidents that have been members of this society, both the Bush presidencies.
Howard Taft, who was the grandson of one of the founders.
Yes.
By the way.
Yeah. And where is the last? I can't find the last president.
Well, he's looking for the last president. I'd like to leave a little blurb on this, because basically the Skull and Crossbones was originated after the founding members were over in Germany for a time, actually attending various different other secret organizations, and came back with the idea in mind of creating their own secret society. There's not a lot of detail that goes into that specifically from what I was reading, anyway.
Yeah, and they got the name from one of their members that actually apparently dug up a skull, thought it was amazing, so he put it like in their center of meetings, and they just became the Skull and Bones.
Cue the Dead Poets Society. Anyway, going back to Robin Williams, which, rest in peace.
That's just sad.
There's actually an article I read. It was back in 2009, and I forget which Native American tribe Geronimo belonged to, but they were requesting that the Skull and Bones returned Geronimo's remains, which the founding members apparently dug up and put into their tomb. Which, by the way, we should probably outline the actual occurrences that go within Skull and Crossbones, like where they're set up at, how they go about their hazing initiation rituals.
Yeah, apparently they're... So this is what they are chosen by. They're chosen by senior members, because there are only seniors in college that are part of this membership. And the prospective members are chosen in fall semester of their junior year. So it actually takes a year for them to actually get into the society.
Wow.
And they are chosen based on three categories: leadership, influence, and breeding. And breeding has...
breeding is a huge part of this. It ties into the elitist so well. Okay.
Yeah. It's not really they're looking for what goes well with what. It's families. They're looking for the legacy. That's what... that's what they mean by breeding, which is actually how the George W. Bush got in, because of his father. So.
Oh, no, exactly. And we all know what a fiasco that was, because George Sr., or Jr., was kind of... He didn't come across as that intelligent, in all honesty.
No, and that was that's what was interesting, is they were talking about him as more of like just this kind of more personable person, like spent a lot of time with people, wasn't the highly educated, he just could really get people to like him.
Right.
But that didn't make the elitists happy, because he had a lot of friends that weren't them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's a really interesting factor about this because, and this is something I was telling Jason about, well, I haven't actually gone into as much detail as I would have liked, but I was reading up on how open everything is becoming because the internet has gotten more widespread, and secrets that, well, were secrets are now just out in the open. Everyone knows everything about everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at this point, they're going to be relying more on self-censorship because you look at... I'm not sure if Trump was a member of the Skull and Bones.
He didn't attend Yale, so...
Yeah, so possibly not. We're breaking up the whole theory right here.
Well, going on with that, he may have not attended Yale, but one of the previous members, Austin Goolsbee, which, amazing name, just go for that.
Austin Goolsbee?
Yep. Really interesting last name. I don't know why, it just fascinates me.
I'm not
going to
lie, that reminds me of the whole, what was the name of that chick flick that came out, 1920s, really famous, I want to say Busby, but that's so wrong. Busby was maybe one of the characters.
Oh, okay.
Great Gatsby, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was a senior economic advisor to the Obama administration, so while you may not have the presidents, you definitely have advisors and people close to them. In fact, this guy was actually the youngest economic advisor ever to work with a president.
Well, you know, and going straight into the whole breeding thing, would you know if maybe Paul Warburg was not a member?
He wasn't on the list that I found. But again, these they are secret organizations. Yeah, we know the well-known ones. There's probably dozens upon dozens.
Well, you know, the official statement is that Skull and Bonesman, well, just Bonesman in general... will deny their membership.
Yes.
They will not say this, like, and several of them, I think actually one of the Bushes actually came out and said, I am a member, but that's about as far as I can say because it's so secret, it's that secret.
I want to say that was Jeb.
It was Jeb Bush?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, which I thought was really interesting. But yeah, no, they're tied to a lot of conspiracies. One of them was actually 9/11. Another one was the formation of Communist China.
Well, yeah, and that goes to George H.W. Bush because not only was he a president, but he was the director of the CIA and the ambassador to China. So he had very deep connections with all of that.
Oh, gosh, yes. No, George H.W. Bush, Bush Sr., he was one of the most interconnected presidents that we had for his time frame. And I'm not going to say the rest of them weren't because they were. I'm pretty sure Clinton was a member of Yale, wasn't he?
I need to do the reading on that. He wasn't on the list, and I'd be surprised if he didn't make the list. But going on to some other people, one of them, so I'm a huge sports person, so I thought this guy's name was interesting. Amos Alonzo Stagg, who is the only person to be in the Pro Football and Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. He was a member.
No fooling.
So while we're talking about all these elitists, there was also an athlete.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And see, at this point, there's so many people I don't actually know, but there's like a list. Here's some people that are on the. I saw the Austin Goolsbee. Okay. So among other names, maybe you know these. There's Dana Milbank, Angela Warnick Buchdahl, and Monica Crane. Who's 1996, and then the list doesn't go on after that.
That's a short list.
I don't know why, which is kind of interesting because they have members that go date back to 1930s, and they're listed, you know. I mean, Senator John Kerry was a member of the Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
Who was running opposed to Bush. Let's see, David McCullough. Oh, that sounds like an interesting...
Oh, one of the...
He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, yeah.
One of the interesting names, Henry Luce, founder of Time Magazine.
Yeah. Yeah, among other things. Anyway, we have to give a brief pause here for some music, so hopefully you'll enjoy it, and when you come back, we'll have more on the secret society known as Skull and Bones and their hazing rituals. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And that was Realize with Mathilde Davoli. And that one person in whom we were trying to see if they wouldn't mind being on a soundbite decided to desert us. So I'm sorry we didn't have better music. Don't worry. It will get better. All right. But it was Realize. I mean, oh my gosh. Whoa. We're realizing that you are here with us at, what is this? Aggie Radio 92.3 KBLU LP Logan, Utah, and again Library of Mysteries with Jason Cromit and Jason Daniels. I had a friend not too long ago. I was telling them that both their names are on here, and they're just like, ah, JJ. Like, yeah, sure, yeah.
That works. No, so there. Gosh, these lists just go on forever about links that you can make to all these people in this society. And what is most interesting is, like, there isn't a single paradigm of Republican or Democrat. There's a extreme mixture of both sides of the political.
Oh, yeah, no, it's basically, it's a kind of an infiltration, because this is a knockoff of Illuminati in one sense.
Yeah.
And there was an author not too long ago who's just like, and he opens with his article with, if I'm dead within a month, then you'll know...
That you know, I was right.
It was right, pretty much, yeah. But yeah, he's just like, I'm going to expose Skull and Bone, Yale's undergraduate senior secret society, for what it is, a fraternity full of Freemasons. Skull Bone's Illuminati includes George Bush Sr., you know, John F. Kerry, William F. Buckley, Howard Taft, and most troubling for him, at least, Paul Giamatti. Yeah, no, the actor whom all of us know and love. I remember him for Paycheck. He was really good in Paycheck. I liked him in that one. I mean, it was kind of a sketchy movie, whatever. All right. So, but yeah, no, Bonesman at one time controlled the fortunes of Carnegie, Rockefeller, and Ford families, as well as posts in the CIA. Did you mention that? Remember that with the whole Bush Sr. thing being in with the CIA?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the intelligence agency. I mean, if they're ever going to be in charge of something within the United States, that's kind of a huge thing.
Well, and when you have to go back and think of, okay, these members go on, they graduate, they hold these high offices, but their children then go on and fill these slots. So while the membership is off doing their foreign relations and stuff like that, their children are also talking to each other at school about these positions that their parents hold. So imagine the information that these people have. Like, and how much it influences how they think later on in life. Like, this is really just, it's very incestuous of these facts and opinions.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, wait, you're actually going into whole detail with that little incestuous thing, because that was interesting. Like, what? double back here. We're moving up.
But they just, so for example, how you were saying George W. Bush and John Kerry were both members. This was our choice for president at one point in time. Both of them skull and bones. But you didn't have a, there was no other option. You were going to have a member of this society be leading the free world.
Pretty much. I mean, and as far as John Kerry's concerned, I don't think anyone really believed in John Kerry as far as becoming a president. I mean, he's just, he didn't light a candle to George Bush in that whole re-election thing.
In my experience, the whole, all the Bush elections, like going back further in Clinton, nothing can match what the last two elections have been in terms of popularity and fanfare. Yeah. So everything else just seems like white noise.
Everything has paled in comparison. I mean, I don't even remember the opposing candidates anymore, you know?
Yeah.
This last election specifically, and I guess we could say Barack Obama's was highly publicized, but at the same time, though, oh, wait, that's right, it was John McCain. I remember now. Yeah, that was kind of lame, actually. John McCain just kind of stepped down. I mean, seriously, he went up to run for president, he secured the Republican nomination, and then he sat back and watched Barack Obama do his thing. And before the election had gone 2 hours in, he's just like, I am seceding my position for running for president, and I now hail the new incoming chief of state, but whatever.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's kind of how that one went down. And I thought that was kind of interesting because, and this ties into something else we'll be talking about later tonight, which, by the way, I forgot to mention, this will be the last show aired for Library of Mysteries. As Library of Mysteries, Jason Daniels will be taking over, and he will be naming it his own. He'll be naming it as his own.
Yeah. And listen next fall, you'll find out what the new name is.
Or over the summer, we'll see what he's up to.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Most definitely. Anyway, getting back into the whole skull and bones. going into the whole hazing ritual, which is something I was looking up to. So here is 7 elite hazing rituals done by the... I don't know if this is actually a hazing ritual as a thing, but one of them is actually... Okay. No, this isn't that. Okay, so essentially, this is like Monday through Friday what they do. Actually, Sunday through... Actually, this is just like every single day of the week what they do. Sunday, Bush Family Night Trivia. Pledges will be tested on their knowledge of all the Georges, all the Prescotts, and all the Jeb. All of the Jeb. He is portly. In case you need a refresher, just remember that George W. Bush was born where all cowboys are born. New Haven, Connecticut.
That's good.
Yeah. Monday, devil worshipping. These guys take Hell Week literally. Monday night's satanic chants and rituals go well into Tuesday morn, so make sure to drink some Red Bull. The frat's Adderall and rolled up dollar bill supply can be found in the living room behind the Paul Giamatti Blu-ray collection.
I want to know how much of this is just like them saying, "Okay, how weird can we sound and freak people out?"
I would think so, because it's literally that secret that they will double speak and do anything to discredit, because they know. I mean, the Skull and Bones has been referenced by everything. We're talking even the Simpsons have. Talked about them, and they're parodied them at some point or another, and it's just because they are so. Again, we're so interconnected with everything that there's no hiding anything anymore.
Yeah.
And it's literally changing the way we communicate and the way things are done on the planet. I mean, at this point, you have to transcend the way that we think, the way that we do things. And conspiracy theories just aren't what they were, you know? I mean, like, who can actually contain a conspiracy theory? Who can actually do a conspiracy, you know, a real conspiracy and keep it secret?
Yeah. No, we live in definitely a different time, and that's why we're suddenly figuring out all these things of all this interconnection, which you kind of look back on and you're like, how did we not see this?
Exactly. Oh, by the way, feel free to text in with your thoughts. The number is 435-79-RADIO. That's 435-797-2346. Give us your thoughts, your input, and let us know what you're thinking. You know, Skull and Crossbones, it's not something we talk about every day, and it is, well, one in a million subjects.
Oh, yeah. Well, right. And it crosses over into a trillion other subjects.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, we just start with the power elites and just kind of trickle on down to each one of their varying conspiracy theories because it's kind of like Hydra in one sense. We're literally referencing a Marvel universe right now.
Okay, now I'm interested.
It's just like you start, if you cut off one head, it will be replaced with another. And why? Because they are interconnected. They're constantly recruiting. If we want to go back to, I mean, if since we're in Utah, we reference one of the famous Mormon references, the Gadianton Robbers Society, the Gadianton Society, mm-hmm. Robbers and Thieves and Murderers. Essentially, that particular society, they would do everything and they'd constantly get out of jail free cards all the time. You know, it's just like, mm-hmm. No, they're still great, upstanding citizens. And you got to watch basically the destruction of civilization over time. And what happened was it talked about how it started in the more, we'll say, corrupt part of the society or the entire civilization and then just spread. And eventually, everyone was seduced. And I mean, I think we're actually at that point now, as far as all secret societies are concerned, that we're so conditioned to accept the dogma or doctrine of these secret societies that if they were to come out, and since they are coming out in the open, we barely raise an eyebrow because it's the norm.
Yeah. Well, and going on with Skull and Bones, there's another organization, the Sphinx at Cornell, mm-hmm. another secret society. They actually openly communicate between one another. So
yeah.
It's not just this one society. They're all going together on this.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Oh, by the way, I was going to go a little bit further on this. Tuesday. Real Money Monopoly. Oh, hey, we actually have a text in here. Skull and Bones was organized by George W. to cover up 9/11. Inside job for sure. Well, you know, that is one of the... Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's only one problem with that. Skull and Bones has actually been well known beforehand.
But yeah, very. Yeah.
Yeah. If y'all, yeah, yeah.
Well, going on, my sisters will go off on me if I don't bring this up. Uh-huh. But for those of you who know the old series Gilmore Girls, there's a secret society in there. Life and Death Brigade. That's what this is based off of, is Skull and Bones.
Right.
And so just thought I'd throw that out. They'll bug me if I do not mention that at least once.
Say that again. Yeah. Okay. Tuesday, Real Money Monopoly. Board games are taken pretty seriously during the whole hazing process. So Monopoly will require an actual $666 deposit from your savings account, and you will actually own some property by the end of the game. Luckily, there is a Bank of America ATM adjacent to the washer and dryer.
And for all students listening, text in if you actually have that money ever in your bank account.
Most definitely. Oh, we had another text in. You guys are doing great. Don't believe them. No worries. This is like, these are clearly the reasons why we do these things. We are going to be manipulated by everyone who texts in and be like, yo, what's up? This is the way it actually happened. And the Georgia Bush, anyway. Oh, and another text in. He sits on a throne of lies.
Wow.
We do no such thing.
Good grief. We have you guys seem to be pretty interested in this topic. We're getting text in like crazy.
It was the same person, actually.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Oh, lies. Well, apparently this is a Skull and Bonesman here.
Yes, we have George Bush texting into us actively right now.
Come forth, the hidden works are of darkness. All right. Okay, moving on to Wednesday. Invade a sovereign nation. Video games are also taken pretty seriously here at S&P, which, by the way, controls S&P. While Sigma Chi might have sleep-deprived freshmen drinking and doing push-ups, Bonesmen force their pledges to go behind the control panel and guess which one of the axis of evil they're setting off bombs in. I do not understand that reference.
Is that like, are they going to war games? Am I getting that movie wrong? What's the movie the kid has control of the...
War Games?
Yeah. Is that the correct title? The, like, 12-year-old kid hacked into the U.S. nuclear system, and he has control of all the U.S.'s nuclear weapons?
Shout out to W. That was another texting, by the way.
Good.
So,
am I getting that movie right? Is it War Games?
I don't know, because I feel like it's Matthew Broderick you're talking about. Because he was an original War Games personnel. Anyway, we actually have to go and give you a break here. There's a little song. Here is Sleeper Hold by Saint Seneca. Stay tuned. Not sure, but I think that said Ancient Ogres at the very last of that. I don't know.
That's what I heard.
Right? Okay, so anyway, while we were out on our break, we had a text in said, if you look on Wikipedia, you'll see the facts are clearly laid out. 1991, George W. organizes a secret inner circle of Skull and Bones with one goal. And you referenced that, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It's just... Eh.
Well, don't look on Wikipedia now because he hasn't he hasn't finished typing it up yet.
Well, I think it was with more like it was written as a foreboding text, pretty much. It's just like with one goal.
Yes.
To make all Skull and Bones men CIA members. Or yes. All CIA members Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
In reverse. Yeah, we're having a Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory moment. All right. So anyway, also, we got a reference on the whole synopsis on War Games. which it was with Matthew Broderick. So, ha. 1983, high school student David Lightman, or Broderick, unwittingly hacks into a military supercomputer while searching for new video games. Yeah, unwittingly. After starting a game of global thermonuclear war, Lightman leads the supercomputer to activate the nation's nuclear arsenal in response to his simulated threat, my bad. Huge difference on that one. As the Soviet Union, once the clueless hacker comes to his senses, Lightman, with help from his girlfriend, Ally Sheedy, must find a way to alert the authorities to stop the onset of World War III.
Nice.
Yeah.
So apparently that's what the members do on Wednesday, is it? Is that...
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing with the...
The video games is what led me into that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're just sitting down playing Call of Duty against John Kerry on Wednesday.
Yeah, no, that was the whole games. While Sigma Chi and their sleep-deprived freshmen drinking and doing push-ups and having the axis of evil as they're setting off bombs in some place. Anyway, Thursday is Russian roulette.
That doesn't seem efficient. just saying, that doesn't seem very efficient for them.
No, definitely not. Well, this is what it says about it. Forced gambling is a popular hazing activity, and roulette is always a fun and risky endeavor, especially when you play it like these boys, who put a single round in the house revolver, a gun that is otherwise only used in emergencies and stored safely behind the Paul Giamatti Blu-ray collection. I think I read that one already.
Now, what I want to know, how'd they get a gun in Connecticut?
Wait, are guns illegal in Connecticut?
Well, it's just that the gun laws in Connecticut are so extreme, I'm surprised
they
actually
really?
Found one. Oh, yeah. Very much so.
You realize that puts a whole new spin on the cowboys coming from Connecticut, right? Because, I mean, when you think of cowboys, you think gun-toting, you know? It's just like, mm-hmm. Hey, there, partner, I'm going to shoot you up. Something like that. All right. And then, of course, we have Friday, Blood Pong. That one sounds a little more dark.
Because Russian roulette wasn't dark enough for you?
Well, it's based off of whoever loses Russian roulette on Thursday is redeemed on Friday. When their corpse is drained into red plastic solo cups and their blood is used in a good old-fashioned game of beer pong, loser has to clean up after dinner.
Future president is currently doing this right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe. You never know about these things. They might be organizing an entirely different way of doing their whole secret society, which
it's
is still
true.
So secret, you know?
You still might be... You might actually want them to be doing this on account of all the other things they could be doing.
More or less. Okay, and the last one on this is Saturday, Killing of the Firstborn. That doesn't raise your hackles a little bit. I don't know what will.
There's more description, I'm hoping.
A lot of people have died as a result of Rush Week at Skull and Bones because of their Saturday hazing ritual. You really should not consider pledging if you are the eldest of your siblings. In retrospect, I wish my big brother had just tried out for AEPI. That's what the author said. Go, Bulldogs! Woof, woof!
And for those of you who are confused what that means, again, this is at Yale University, who are the Yale Bulldogs.
Yes, most definitely. But anyway, like, that was the 7 weeks of initiation hazing. That last one kind of gives me the willies.
The last one does.
Yeah, just the last one. I mean,
you're perfectly fine with everything else on that list.
But, you know, I'm not really sure about everything else on that list, because the rest of it just kind of seemed like a big joke, you know? except for the whole blood-drinking beer pong thing. That was a little weird.
Now, surprisingly, that was actually the only one I've heard before. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. And also the whole Red Bull thing, because Red Bull is a 1990s at best how far back it goes. I mean, I'm just not familiar with Red Bull being before then. It was I just remember the commercial saying, drink Red Bull, it will give you wings.
I want to say that's 90s, late 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense then. I take that back. I remember as a kid watching commercials for Red Bull, and I did not officially have a Red Bull until My gosh, it was within the last 4 years. I had my first monster within the last 4 years. I'll tell you what, that's another story all in itself. I'm referencing 666 because you know those three claw marks that are part of the logo on Monster? That's so it's supposed to be representative of the beast or 666.
That's fun.
I know, right? That is so fantastic. Okay. Well, anyway, that was that was our seven leaks, so to speak. And we are going to go on another little break here, a little off on the side. Here is Patent Pending by Heavens. Heavens. Was Patent Pending by Heavens, and I heard the reference in there.
Yeah,
I don't know if you did. You did. Cool.
Totally did that on purpose.
Exactly. We have planned all of that. Feel free to text in, by the way. The number is 435-797-2346. That's 797-RADIO. So feel free to text in. Give us your thoughts, your opinions. I mean, keep them coming because we got all, well... Technically, we still have 15, 18 minutes left. I was going to say we had all night, but that's not realistic in this case. All night would be interesting, though, especially since we seem to be coming up with so many interesting things.
I would be scared how that last hour would end up. We might need some Red Bull to get to there.
You know what? I might sacrifice one for the team at that point. Isn't that like a motto? That's something they're looking for qualifications in Skull and Bonesmen.
Yes.
Just like willing to put themselves in, make themselves a patsy, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like we're willing to take one for the team.
Yeah.
It puts a whole new spin on that, basically. It's just like, if you're going to be part of our organization, you better be willing to die for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you better make sure that you don't say anything, or you will die anyway. Gosh, this sounds ominous, right?
Well, so we got into all the eerie stuff with Skull and Bones, but there's a lot of secret societies out there, especially around these Ivy League universities that have existed for a very long time.
Please do list them out. We heard Cornell, we heard Yale, and Yale is one of the most prominent ones.
We have William and Mary. Now, this is technically the oldest one. They claim to be the oldest one.
William and Mary.
Flat Hat Club.
Okay.
It's the oldest society, and it's... They weren't very original with their names. Guess where they got Flat Hat Club from?
Where?
The graduation caps.
The graduation caps?
I was like, okay, you guys were creative. They obviously didn't have Red Bull back then, so they... They just had to be very original.
Mm.
And this is an extremely charitable organization. They give a lot of money to the school and have a lot of, obviously, impressive members such as Thomas Jefferson, Henry Clay, a lot of the original founders of the nation.
Okay. So, well, you know, actually, if we want to go into secret societies and prominent members of society that were... part of secret organizations, we'll go into the Freemasons.
Yes.
Of which Thomas Jefferson was one.
Yep.
Benjamin Franklin was another. Yep. I want to say George Washington, but I'm not sure.
He most likely was.
Mm-hmm.
He most likely was.
Most of the founding fathers were Freemasons. And by the way, that was something else that they were saying, is Skull and Bones is actually an offshoot or a branch of the Freemasons.
Like a training...
Kind of. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah. Well, in some of these other organizations, you can see Freemason links because a lot of them, one of them, the Seven Society, the only way that the school can communicate with them is leaving a letter at the front of the statue of Benjamin Franklin, which is on campus.
Nice. Yeah, no, that's great. Speaking of which, we're actually going to list 10 items that you will find in the Skull and Bones crypt. We all know Geronimo Skull's in there. That was number one.
Yep.
You want to know who else is on there? Oh, wait. Hang on a second. We got another text in here saying the Unibomber was a Freemason. Who's the Unibomber? That sounds familiar.
No,
I feel like I've heard this before.
I'm supposed to know
it's on the
name.
Tip of his tongue. He's got it. He's got it.
You keep on talking.
Okay, cool. All right, so the other famous artifact of which you will find in the Skull and Bones, which, by the way, this falls under their obsession with bones in general, Pancho Villa's skull. How about that? The rumor is the society brought the skull in for, or bought the skull for $25,000 in 1926, so basically a mini fortune. It was stolen from Villa's grave, obviously, because where else are you going to find a skull, you know? And... The Robins, there's a guy named Robins, apparently. He confirmed that it was actually in Villa's Cabeza. I don't know anything about this. This is weird. Anyway, yeah, the okay. Pancho Villa's thing's in their crypt. Skull. Yeah.
Unabomber, this was going to drive me nuts.
Okay.
Ted Kaczynski. He has such an impossible last name, you think it would be more... memorable. He is known as a domestic terrorist, sent letters that were bombs through the U.S. Postal Service.
Which, by the way, we have another little blurb here on Red Bull. Red Bull is the devil's drink. Monster was created by George Bush and John McCain's wife, Cindy McCain, her heir to one of the largest Anheuser-Busch distributors, as a way to fund Skull and Bones and their elaborate scheme to defraud the financial world through their biggest inside job. Well, you know, we all have the Trump's daughter who's currently setting up her own empire.
Yes.
Within the Trump
administration.
Within the administration. So that would not surprise me. I mean,
no, that thing about his wife with the Anheuser-Busch, that is I know that is completely true.
No way. Like,
they wow. actually have a lot of money stake in that company. So
that's intense. Okay. So
people are getting very personal about this energy drink. Like, did we just miss a whole show that should have been on Red Bull and Monster?
Well, you know, Red Bull and Monster are just side notes to their whole agenda. Basically, it's kind of like, I don't know, it feeds into the whole corporate America thing where you have the lower class citizens of our society all stuck at 9-to-5 jobs, and we're forced to drink these energy drinks relatable to coffee,
yeah,
which will help us stay up and do our jobs and do their will, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Just, like, go on being their mindless drones.
Yeah.
For the most part. Okay. So, number three, the I didn't do number three. It's another skull. Martin Van Buren's.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why his is in there at all.
Well, apparently the society is also known for stealing stuff from the other societies on the Yale campus. Mm-hmm. So they probably just hoard a lot of random things.
Well, you know, if they have prominent characters, why not put prominent characters in there? That's just kind of like back when the Catholic Church was all about their indulgences? I don't know. I don't remember. It was kind of like one of those things they had to pray to in order to receive access into heaven. Mm-hmm. They had a whole ton of different artifacts in which you had to pray, yeah. that you could pray to, and they would give you one free ticket into heaven. You just had to pay one gold coin.
Well, the Sphinx, another group I was talking about, which is connected to Skull and Bones, they actually got a lot of trouble with their campus on Cornell because they stole $12,000 worth of artwork from the university.
Wow. It's not uncommon. This kind of thing's been going on forever. But Yale, my gosh, why? Okay, number four is a set of Hitler silverware. Another why. Just why is it in there? And maybe it's just because it belonged to one of the biggest skull hoarders on the planet.
I feel like someone else got this and they're like, yeah, we really want that. And like they just went out and got it.
Pretty much. And the other one, which obviously is not that, you know, big of a secret, is number five, it's coffins. It's appropriate because it's a tune. Legend has it that initiates have to lie in the coffins and recount all of their all of you who are out there, this is a PG-13 account. They have to lie in the coffin and relate all of their sexual experiences and fantasies to the patriarchs, everyone who isn't an initiate. Some reports have debunked this, though, saying that no coffins are involved. The initiates merely have to stand out in front of a portrait of a woman named Connubial Bliss and recite their entire sexual history.
See, I think I would rather be in the coffin. I think that sounds better because then at least the person can, like, you're not facing a person discussing this.
I mean, this is like confession here, except to the patriarchs.
Yeah.
I've heard some weird stuff for initiates for, like, fraternities and stuff, so I'm not 100% surprised about that.
No, that doesn't surprise me at all. Oh. I want to know how many fights started because of this, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So number six is license plates bearing the number 322.
Oh, which is their number. It's one of their symbolism numbers.
Gotcha. Oh, we have some text in here. What are your thoughts on Donald Trump tweeting the Hitler drank Red Bull immediately after planning an attack on Little Caesars?
I feel like we have some timeline issues with this.
Little Caesars. I don't know. We'll get back to you on that. Okay. So,
how much Red Bull has this texture had?
I have no idea. Go Red Bull, dude.
Apparently.
I'm sorry if we attacked your favorite drink. We did not mean to.
This
it just happened to be on the list of things that were
in this last episode is in no way an advertisement for Red Bull or Monster.
Yeah, we're definitely putting a disclaimer on that, by the way.
It may seem like it at this point.
It just happened to be one of those things that fell into the hole. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Is Alex Jones texting into you guys? Well, I tell you what. We have a secret line. He kind of texts in. We just go, what?
Hey, if...
No, we're just pulling information on the whole Skull and Bones thing. Although, Alex Jones does go on a rant for the whole Skull and Bones initiates and whatnot. I actually have watched Alex Jones, and for a while I thought he had something, and then after a while it started to seem like he was crazy.
And then he took his shirt off?
Yeah, like I said, I was beginning to think he might have been crazy.
Oh.
All right.
Sadly, he's actually going through a divorce trial this last week.
No fooling.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't kept up with Alex Jones in, like, what, 5-6 years now?
Oh, he... Very interesting character.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, he's
That wouldn't
else.
Surprise me if this texter is Alex Jones.
I know. I'm pretty sure it's not. All right. Number 7 on this list is the gravestones of Yell's founder. Obviously. Why not? Number 8 is large portraits of its most famous members, including William Howard Taft and George H.W. Bush. Of course.
Yep. Not that creepy.
No. Number 9, a couch.
What happened on the couch?
Well, this is what I'll just give a little blurb on it because we're running out of time here. But, yep, crazy, huh? Despite the presence of skulls and gravestones and coffins, one member said the tomb was a lot like a college dorm. So, swathed in more secrecy, he told Robbins it was a place that used to be really nice but felt kind of beat up, lived in. There were socks underneath the couch, old half-deflated soccer balls lying around, you know.
So, a college dorm.
Basically, yeah. I mean, I don't really keep soccer balls around, but whatever. And, of course, number 10, Madame Pompadour, a skeleton which Bonesman believed to be Madame de Pompadour. Of course. she resides in the inner temple and protects founding papers and other important society documents.
See, I have a problem with all these bones and artifacts because I'm a big believer in the energy that surrounds these objects from dead people, so I wouldn't like having all those things in one place, but that's just me.
You know, while reading this list, I have yet to see the relevancy of why these things happen to be there.
Obviously because they were drinking Red Bull and just had to have them.
Yeah. Why not? I'll just stick to the whole Red Bull thing. You know, this was secret. This entire show was a conspiracy theory to really talk about Red Bull.
Yep.
I'm kidding. It's really not. All right. So anyway, we're about out of time, actually. But I wanted to give a shout out to Jason Daniels here, who's done a fantastic job for the last 3-4 episodes.
Yep, it's been great.
Yeah, he's going to start his own show, and I'm looking forward to hearing it. I don't know when are you going to start it, by the way?
In this coming fall semester, so...
Officially in the fall semester?
Yep.
Okay, so you're not going to be here over the summer then?
Nope.
Okay. Well, over the summer, this radio show will be on hiatus, and obviously by the end of summer, I will not be here. I will be starting my own show, hopefully, and I'm hoping to call it The Paradigm Shift, which kind of... goes along with what we were talking about a little bit in the show, where we're talking about whole conspiracy theories have taken on an entirely different presence in the real world politics, because who the heck believes in conspiracy theories anymore? And why would you in the first place? There's just too much information out there to disprove any conspiracy theories that might actually still be have reasonable doubt. And what's more, the ones that do have reasonable doubt are ones that we don't have enough information to keep proving or talking about anyway.
Yeah.
AKA JFK. So anyway, it's been real. It's been awesome. Appreciate all of you listeners out there who've been supporting us through the last 2 years. Well, I've been here for the last 2 years. He's just been here for 4 weeks. It's okay. He's going to be here for 2 more years himself. So hopefully he'll be able to pass on his torch.
You'll get used to my voice.
Exactly. I'll be texting you myself to check on how you're doing.
Just please be...
moderate?
Just not drinking Monster at that time.
I've only ever had one of those. I only had, well, not even one.
There's probably
half.
A reason you've only had one.
My gosh. That was way too much energy. Way, 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 way too much. All right. Well, again, been awesome. And I look forward to seeing you guys on my other show. I'll try to keep you posted on my Facebook page when that'll be. It'll probably be within a month because I'm going to be pretty busy in the month of May. So, anyway, here is, what is this? Oh, yeah. Apparently not. It's just like, no, you cannot put it up there. Oh, my gosh, it was the most perfect title and everything. Why? Okay, well, here is Spectre by Radiohead. For those of you who like Radiohead and for some reason put it out there. You said you guys rock on the text. Thank you so much. We do. You do. Anyway, here is Spectre. Later.